BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear.
Wow, it's summer and this is Scott Mills. Loads of people sunbathing listening today. Amy in Kettering's got Radio 1 on loud in her garden. No one's complained yet. My neighbours have some questionable music when the weather gets hot.
What, I mean, is it summer music or is it...
Yeah, well...
They're not playing Christmas songs, are they?
No, not Christmas songs, but just... Everyone's music seems to go louder, right, when the sun's out. Like, I don't hear from them all year, but then... Yesterday, do we really need the whole of the first Leona Lewis album?
Oh.
But not really summery, is it? Anyway, Amy and Kettering's sunbathing. So is Dale, catching some rays in Great Yarmouth, on the beach right now. Amy's listening in Bristol. It's boiling. It says 32 degrees where she is. As you'll know, every year in the newspapers, when it's like this, for a whole... What do you reckon we've got now? Another week of it? That'd be awesome if we have. Anyway, in the papers, you'll see places like Bournemouth Beach, full of people. That's on today. You can't see any of the beach at all. It's just bodies. That's actually my worst nightmare. Like, there's no space at all. Literally, you are rubbing shoulders with the person next to you and you don't even know them.
I think they estimated that 250,000 people were on Bournemouth Beach
on
Saturday.
No way.
250,000.
Then also in the papers, you'll get some lovelies on a beach, either frolicking in the sea in somewhere like Morecambe and pouring water over themselves. Or you'll get reports of the ice cream sellers running out of ice cream. Has that one been on yet? It must have been on.
Surely.
Ice cream vans ran out of ice cream in balmy Bournemouth yesterday. It's things like that that make Britain great.
It's so true, though. In most the tabloid papers, there will be a picture. And in some of the cases, there's two papers with exactly the same picture of girls frolicking in the sea.
Where do they get those lovelies from? Do they go up to and go, "All right, I'm from the newspaper, do you know? Do you want to just pour some water over yourselves? We take a picture, love." How does that work? Where do they get the lovelies from in the first place?
They're having a lovely time.
Or do they, like, are they models? Do they bring in the lovelies in a van?
Right, this is my theory. I think they are. I think they're brought in.
What, so they just ship them in and then put them in the sea?
Yeah.
They're actually there at the time.
So have a great time.
Oh, wow. Anyway, it is quite hot. You may have noticed. And if it's hot for long enough, which is never is here, like a lot of houses abroad have air conditioning, but we don't have that in our houses because it's never hot for long enough. Mm. Our weather is beige. So when it is hot, there's absolutely no escape from it. How boiling is it in bed?
Well, yeah, it's...
That made it sound like we go to bed together. We don't. I'm just saying generally, yeah. Like in people's houses at the moment, it's too hot.
You're having a hot time in your bed.
I really am. I mean, you could get a fan, but that just blows the hot air around. Now, last summer, I think it may be the summer before even, I was encouraging you to put ice cubes under each armpit, which does actually work. So if you're sat there watching TV and it's too hot, just a couple of ice cubes under each armpit really does cool you down quite quickly. But I have found something that cools you down even more than that, which you might want to try. Let me know if you do. Thing is, because I'm at work, and a lot of people will be listening to this at work like now, the ice cubes, it's impractical. It's tricky to keep those ice cubes in place when you're moving your arms.
You're thinking like me now. You're thinking in business opportunities, aren't you? I can see your mind whirring.
I think this might catch on.
And this will be more effective than the ice cubes under the arms?
Hell yeah, 100%.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so here's my idea. I tell you, it worked a treat for me last night. I haven't medically checked this. But it works. Seriously, within 10 seconds, you are so cool.
What concerns me about what I think you're about to say here is you've made me change for this. You've made me put some different shorts on.
Mm. Okay, what's the problem with the shorts?
Well, they're fine, but they're wet swim shorts.
Oh, have you been swimming?
Yeah, but you've made me put these on, which suggests that your way of cooling is...
Is short based.
Is down there.
I've also put some swim shorts on. Okay, I'll say it. Ice cubes down the pants.
Right.
It works.
I see.
And it's kind of, I mean, it's one step further than the
the ice cube under each armpit. But it takes it up a level, lads.
And you did this last night.
Yeah, I just tried it at home last night because I could not get cool. So how are we going to do this? Because this could be potentially dangerous.
So you've put your swim shorts on.
Okay, but I'd like to pour it down you.
Right, so it...
Okay, but then I don't want to look at it.
No,
so... So if you hold the short... How are we going to do this? Well, you hold the shorts open.
I'll hold the short, but what I want you to be very aware of is there's a Velcro element to the front of these shorts, which could come loose. So
oh, so not too much of the ice.
No, so who's going first? Am I going through?
I think that you pour it into me, into my pants first.
Right, I see.
But I would ask you to look away as you pour.
Yes, I will do my best to look away, but I can't help if you're going to... Just be careful about how you stand.
Are you saying you can't promise?
No, I'm saying that I've got to look down to look where I'm putting the ice.
Well, no, but you can't look. I'm going to actually shield your eyes.
But then I can't put the ice down.
Try it.
Trust me, I don't want to look. But I don't want my hand to accidentally graze.
Go.
Oh, silly.
Don't look.
Okay, well, I need to see roughly.
Straight down the pants. Go on.
Am I above?
Yeah, no, you're... Ah! You're in the right area.
There you go, right. Just a small top. Yes?
Yeah. Does it... Ah!
Thought I saw. No.
Did you see?
I think it was a shadow.
Ah!
Okay. I worry that this is about to happen to me. Look, there's one with four bits stuck together.
Here. Down. Oh!
There you go.
Oh, I'm much cooler now.
But it works.
Right, okay, I'll do you. Ready?
Well, hang on.
Are you ready?
Don't look.
I won't look. I'm not looking. I'm not looking. Go.
Ouch!
How's that for you? Better?
Calm down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cold.
Okay. Right now, I've are you cold?
Oh.
Okay, what I've got is a menu for what's happening tonight on the BBC. I want you to read that out now. Go.
BBC 3, 7 p.m. is the Women's Euro 2030. Scott, my eyes are going funny. Spain v France. Jackie Oatley introduces live action. Spain face France in another key game in England's group at the Women's European Championship in Sweden.
I can't bear it anymore.
Oh. Radio 1, 7 p.m. Phil and Alice, Zane has part one. It went down the back of an exclusive interview with Jay-Z, plus all the highlights from Tea in the Park.
Yes. One more.
One extra, 7 p.m. Mr. Jam.
I'm going to have to take these off.
Laura Mavula will be live in the studio, plus the Daily Dose mix from 9 p.m. with the resident Smog Records. These have got to come down now.
Okay, I won't look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I tried it last night with just one ice cube. I wasn't expecting, like, a whole load. It was a whole cup load.
Are you suggesting this is a sensible way of cooling down? Because, if anything, it burned.
Can you feel anything there right now? I don't think I can feel anything.
Ooh.
I feel like I've got a frostbite.
I feel that's a weird one too. If someone says, what did you do today? And I say what we just did. That's kind of odd.
I don't think I'm recommending it now.
No.
Well, maybe one, but not like a whole load.
Mm.
Got loads of ice left if anyone wants it in their drinks in the office. Anybody?
Worryingly, someone... are we right in thinking that had been filmed?
Mm. You filmed that?
I'm not sure that's a good video.
No, absolutely not. He followed us into the loo as well as we were getting changed. I wish there was a heater in there, don't you? There's no
I've
heater.
Never needed a heater more.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Scarlett and I want to believe.
And I'm Scott and I don't.
Join us for a podcast that's all about conspiracy theories and our quest to uncover the truth.
Through facts.
And I'm going to try and convert my boyfriend Scott to finally believe.
And we'll see how many times you fail.
We'll be talking aliens, the Illuminati, time travel, mermaids, lizard people, bizarre stories that will blow your minds.
And we'll feature conspiracy theories of your own.
Scarlett Moffat wants to believe.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.